Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Today, I would like to talk about being thankful because the Thanksgiving Day is coming up this coming Thursday. So we want to talk about thankfulness. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity to hear your word regarding being thankful. Lord, you speak to your people today. Your Holy Spirit will bring this word into the reality of their life. They can have power by the Holy Spirit to put it into practice. We love you, Lord. We honor your word. We honor the things of God in this church. We will never take you for granted, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Being thankful is very important in our Christian foundational belief. We need to live a life of being thankful. And today we're going to look into the Word of God together. The reason we look into the Word, because the Word of God gives us life. The Word of God renews our mind. The Word of God cleanses our soul. The Bible says the washing of the water of the Word of God. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, can come in to operate on you to get rid of all the junk and put in the new things, the godly things in our life. And thank God for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit help us and enable us, empower us to make the Word of God become so real in our life. I like it when I study the Bible and I find out that the thing that the Bible tell me already happened to me already from a few months. And I enjoy it because I don't only study the theory in the Bible, but I can experience what the Bible say in this life. The Word of God comes in to prune, to correct us so that we will be fruitful tree of God, to become the fruitful branches of the vine, to produce fruit for God in this generation. Let's look at the Word of God together regarding being thankful. In Ephesians chapter 5 verses 17 to 20, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we should be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. We should also know the will of God. We don't know the will of God by reading magazine. We don't know the will of God by watching TV program or movie or listen to the worldly music. We know the will of God by reading the Word of God. And the Word of God says that we should be thankful in all things. In all things. Good things and bad things, we are thankful. Not for bad things, but we are thankful to God that God allow good and bad things to happen so that we can grow up spiritually. A lot of people try to find the will of God somewhere else, but this is the best book to find the will of God, the Bible. Amen. So we need to be thankful and we should obey what the Bible says. In order to show thankfulness to God, we try to know what he teaches us in the Bible. And we put it into practice. We don't see God. We never shake hands with God like this. The way to show thanks to God is to obey him. Is to do what he say. We love one another. We commit to a local church. We serve. We are the generous givers. We care for the world, for the nations. We show thankfulness to God by obeying what he say. We are faithful in doing our job in the church. We are faithful husband, faithful wife. We are good parents to show thanks to God. If we want God to be happy, thank Him, we need to obey Him. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 to 4, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, who is the best role model for us. God Himself, Jesus, is the best role model. We need to imitate Jesus. How can we imitate Jesus? Walk in love. If you walk in love, you imitate Jesus. As Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather givings of thanks. The Bible says clearly that instead of using our mouth to complain, to speak dirty jokes, to speak negative, to gossip, to say something to sarcastic people, to make people feel bad, use our mouth to bite people with our words, to speak negative things. The Bible says we should not use our mouth that way. We should use our mouth to give thanks. Thank people around us. Thank God. Thank our husband. Thank our wife. Thank our children. Yesterday, our children, Pastor Dan and I children, help us instead of going out to do something, they stay in the house to help cleaning, cooking until late at night. We are so thankful to our children that they help us in the house chore, in the housework. So we are so thankful. We need to be thankful in our mouth instead of complaining and gossiping and talking bad about the situation. We always want to be thankful. That's what the Bible says. But where should we really pay attention to first before we speak from our mouth? Luke chapter 6 verse 45. A good man out of good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. That's why we need the Holy Spirit, the fire of God, to come in to clean up the junk in our heart. You know, the fire of God is not about just the physical body. It's about dealing with our spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in to clean up, to burn the junk in our heart. We need the Word of God to come into our ear and let it come down to our heart to clean up our heart. Because if our heart is right, we speak right things. We need to really guard our heart with all diligence. If we really have the right heart, we will speak the word of praises. We will speak thankful words. We will come out with our mouth the word of blessing. Bless you. God loves you. You don't go around and say bad things and curse people. From the same mouth, you can speak critical words, judgmental words, gossiping words, or doubtful words. And sarcastic word. Or from the same mouth, you can speak, thank you. Bless you. I loved you. May God strengthen you. You can speak good things from your mouth because you just have the same mouth to speak positive or speak negative. Therefore, we need to make a decision. Make a decision every day. I'm gonna be thankful. I'm gonna have a thankful heart. I'm not gonna be grumpy, complaining and grumbling and always say things about negative things in my life. And then the blessing of God will come because your heart is right. You speak right thing. The blessing will come. And the more blessing you get from God, the more things you have to be thankful for. Is that right? I and Pastor Da always have more things to be thankful for because God blesses so much in everything we do. God bless my job. God bless our health. God bless our children and grandchildren, our ministry, because we always keep our heart right to be thankful all the time. God has a divine plan for all of us. God loves us so much. So we need to determine to have the right heart here. Colossians chapter 3 verses 16 to 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. The word of Christ dwell in the heart here. Fill your heart with the word. That's why I begged you, and I cannot force you, I beg you to at least listen to one sermon a week. Get the teaching. Listen in a car. Maybe it's one lesson you can listen two times in a week. Get the word of God, get into your heart. I don't mean that you don't read the Bible. You still need to read the Bible. You need to study the Bible. But you should take advantage of the word of Christ in our church. Get into your heart, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word and in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't just do it. Sometimes people just keep doing things but keep complaining. Do things but complain. But the Bible says you do things with all your heart, but also giving thanks to God Father through Him. Amen. So we do the best we can for God. Yesterday in my house, somebody asked me, how can you handle the medical practice, the surgical practice, and being a pastor and all this stuff? So many things going on in your life. How can you handle that? I just say that I can handle because I hook up to God all the time. I depend on God all the time. And not only that, I enjoy doing it with all my heart. And I always thank God for the opportunity to be able to serve Him as a pastor, to serve Him as a doctor. Amen. I'm thankful. I never complain that I have to do this, I have to do that. We need to be thankful whatever we do. Instead of having a complaining spirit, we have so many things in our life to be thankful for. We should look back in our life and count the blessing. I'm so thankful that many, many years ago, when I was 15, 16 years old, a lady walked by my house. She has a long hair. And when I look at her, my heart dropped to my feet, which means I'm so wow. And then I chased after her, and thank God she responded. At that time, we did not know that we're going to become a pastor. And eventually God allowed me to marry Pastor Da, and she is a wonderful pastor wife. God prepared Pastor Da since before we were born again. God prepared her to be the pastor of this church, and He knows that I'm going to become a pastor of this church, and He picked the right woman for me to be the right person for this church. I'm so thankful that God allowed me to meet Pastor Da. Even though so many handsome men, rich men, I was poor at that time. I get on the bus to go to school. I did not have a Volvo or Mercedes. A lot of people came to her with Volvo, Mercedes, and BMW, the Beamer. But she picked me, who still take her up on the bus to go to school, to go to watch movie. Thank God that it's the grace of God. I'm so thankful that He sent me and Pastor Da to America to study, to become a neurosurgeon, to be at one of the best universities in the world, University of Washington. I'm so thankful that before I came, God changed the professor or the chairman of the Department of Neurological Surgery to become Dr. Richard Wynn, who is a Jewish man, and he loved the international. Before that, the former chairman did not like to take any international doctor. But God changed the chairman 2 years before I show up. It's the will of God. I'm so thankful that He's so good to me. I'm so thankful. We have so many things to be thankful for. After working for 6 months, the salary came to me. I'm so thankful that I went to Olympia to do the board exam to get the license in America without even study at all, because I was running the church already at that time. But I got 83 percentile. And I passed the test and get the license to practice in the U.S. I'm so thankful for my kids, Tani Da, Joy, and Paul. They are such obedient and good kids. So thankful to have good grandchildren. So good grandchildren, very obedient to their parents and love God. 2 days ago, Josiah sing the song, I love you, I love you, I love God. Wow, every word that comes from his mouth is about love. I'm so happy to see that he'll sing the song, I love you, I love everybody. He sing like this, I love everybody. They keep doing the show in my house. I love everybody. I love God. I love Jesus. So wonderful to hear that. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that he called me to start the church, New Hope International Church, many years ago. And God sent faithful members to come and help me. Pastor Kenny and Yong and Tai and so many people, I cannot mention all of their names, that still today serve God with us, even though we are not perfect. We make so many mistakes. We sometimes hurt their feeling, but they still hang in there and still serve God with us. I'm so thankful that lately God sent so many good people to our church. And God give this building to us. God give us wonderful worship team. Every Sunday we have different worship team to come up and lead worship for us. I'm so thankful that God sent so many Mandarin speaking people to our church. God sent Indonesian speaking people to our church. I'm so thankful we have so many good cook teams to cook for us. I'm so thankful that Pastor Brenda has been faithful taking care of the children all these 20 something years, never complained even one word, always faithful. I'm so thankful for many new brothers and sisters in this church come in with a lot of talent. Thankful for the video team. Somebody donate money to buy all these 3 video camera for our church. I'm so thankful that God sends so many givers, so many people to help us. I'm so thankful that God used this little church, this is a small church, to touch the nations, to touch Thailand, to touch different cities, to touch people in Europe. Amen. I'm so thankful. So many things. But the most important thing that I'm so thankful for is that I came out from Buddhism. I came out from animism, worshipping evil spirit, and got involved in a lot of evil things in my life before I came to know Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that one day American missionaries, thank God for America. Thank God for America. Thank God for the Baptist organization. Send Baptist missionary to Thailand, witness to me, and I got saved. And now I know Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for being saved. I'm so thankful for the Bible. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful for the family here, the church. I'm thankful for the name of Jesus. And I'm thankful my name and your name are recorded in the book of life of the Lamb. I'm so thankful that you one day will fellowship with me for eternity in heaven. And we're going to talk and have fun and worship the Lord together. I'm thankful that Jesus has prepared a mansion for you in heaven. And I pray, specific prayer to God, may your mansion be close to me. I ask God that the mansion for Pastor Da, we will not be husband and wife in heaven. But I ask that can my mansion and Pastor Da mansion next door to each other? How many people want to have your mansion next door to Pastor Da? Raise your hand up. You can present your request to God. Amen. I present my request to God. We have so many things to be thankful for. We need to make sure we check our attitude, because our attitude must be right first. Do you know that our attitude determines our destiny? If you have the right attitude, your destiny will be bright, will be successful, will be good. This is the truth of life. God is loving. God is good. God loves all the children very much. And he has done everything he can to get you to the best plan, the best destiny of your life. God has prepared everything good for you. He is the good God. He has the best plan for your life. He has the best anointing and calling for your life. But it doesn't depend only on him where you're going to end up. But it depends on you as well. That's why we call co-labor. He did his part. He has done his part. But our part is to watch our attitude. If you have a stinky attitude, you're going to end up in failure. And you may even die before the plan of God is fulfilled in your life. But if you check your attitude, You keep your attitude right. Live for Him. Live for His name. Not for money. Not for anything else. You have the pure heart. Thankful attitude. Honor Him. Love Him. Honor the things of God. Lately I prepare a lesson regarding repentance. It's going to come up after the series called Great Grace. I learned that the attitude really dictates people's life. Amen. In that lesson, I find out that the reason Ananias and Sapphira died at the spot, dropped dead, because they did not have the right attitude. Even though they could be used of God, they dropped dead because they did not honor the things of God. They did not honor the apostle. They lied in front of the apostle and before the Holy Spirit. On the opposite way, Simon the sorcerer, who came out from very bad background, but after he had a bad attitude, but he repented right away. What happened? A few years later, according to church histories, Simon sorcerer became a pastor of a local church because he repented of his wrong attitude right away at the spot. Therefore, the attitude determines our future, whether we're going to be used of God, whether the plan and the calling and the purpose of God shall be fulfilled or not. God called every one of us. God put anointing on every one of us. But we need to act on the calling. Act on the anointing. And if we have the right attitude, we can be used of God. And God's plan shall be fulfilled. But if we have a stinky attitude, what is stinky attitude? God is wrong. Oh God, why don't you do this for me? God, it's your fault. God, it's my pastor's fault. God, the church, have so many problems. I don't like it. Complaining, have a wrong attitude against the man of God, the servant of God, the things of God. Always complain and always look in a negative way. What happened? You will not fulfill the plan of God in your life. You do it yourself, don't blame God, because you don't watch your attitude. We should have a thankful attitude. Amen? We should live right before the eyes of God. We should know the Bible. Obey the Lord. Anytime the wrong attitude starts to come up, we should repent right away. No. I'm not going to entertain this wrong attitude in my life. If someone come to you and start to complain and drop in the poison of wrong attitude regarding either your husband, your wife, your kids, your boss, your pastor, your church, anything. When people start to talk to you with that poisonous word that destroy your attitude inside you, instead of being thankful, honoring the things of God, love the things of God, love people, you need to shut it off right away. Say, stop, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to get involved with this criticism, gossiping, and make my heart wrong before the eyes of God. I decide to be thankful. I decide to honor the things of God. I decide to be thankful for my care group leader, for my brother and sister in the church, for what God is doing in the house of God. I'm so thankful for my wife. I'm so thankful for my husband. So thankful for my kids. Amen? Amen. The thankful heart really helps you to be positive all the time. To have the right heart is a foundation. If you are thankful, you will not complain. And if you're thankful, you're going to move in joy. You smile, happy. Is that right? But if you start to be unthankful, you're going to start to have a long face, upset, negative. You look at everybody. I don't like that guy. I don't like the way he worship. I don't like the way he dress. I don't like his shoes. You start to be negative and think negative with criticism and judgmental. And then what happened? The will of God will not be done in your life. God wants you to be good to people, to be thankful, to be happy, to be joyful, to smile and laugh all the time. Amen? If you're thankful when you meet people, you smile. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. But if you have a stinky attitude, I don't want to be around you. Get out of here. Then your face show. People will know right away that you have a bad attitude because your action will show. You should be thankful. Wake up in the morning, be thankful. Amen? Don't take God for granted. You know, sometimes as older believers, we take things for granted. God warned me all the time, don't take the file of God for granted. Don't take the laying on of hand for granted. Don't take the word of God for granted. Don't take your spiritual parents for granted. If you notice, I never attack my spiritual parents. I have so many of them. Many people mentor me. I am pastor that always honor them, love them. Because if I do not honor them, I take God for granted. God sent them to help me. In other words, I slap on God's face. I don't care. You do this to me, but I still want to attack them. We need to really honor and appreciate everything God does to us. God has done for us. The building, the church, the worship team, the nice family, the brother and sister. Everything, we should be thankful. Look at the thing positive. Thank you. I'm so glad. Oh, God sent you to help me. So thankful. Amen. I'll give you one example. This just happened to me on Friday night. On Friday, I asked my secretary, are you sure you put my patient for the surgery on Monday? He said, sure. When I got home, I got a phone call from the operating room. Two pages, one from the patient and one from the operating room. The operating room called me and say, you don't have a case on Monday. What? Then the patient paged me. Hello, my name is not in the list. I can have two attitudes. One attitude is mad and call my secretary and yell at her. But I check my attitude right away. Right now, one secretary resigned. Another secretary recovering from surgery. She is out post-op surgery recovery. I can yell at her and get mad, or I say, I'm so thankful that one woman helped three surgeons. So I call her back and say, hello, so-and-so. I think maybe your message did not go through the patient and the OR doesn't know about the scheduling. Can you please help me to fix it? I talked to her nicely. I did not yell at her. I'm so thankful that you helped me. Actually, she is not my secretary. She is the secretary of another neurosurgeon. She just tried to help me because my secretary left the job and we are getting a new one. She drove back to the office, fixed the problem in 2 hours without charging me because I am thankful for her help. You see, we need to be thankful for the grace of God, for the people around us. Romans chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. I'm going to wrap up soon. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. What the Bible tried to say is that God doesn't have prejudice. God doesn't have partiality. He is impartial. Whether you are Indonesian, you are Chinese, you are tall, handsome, big nose or small nose like me, or you have a lot of hairs or no hair, or you tall or short, you rich or poor, you are educated or uneducated, it doesn't matter. God always have the best plan for your life. God always anoint you and call you to the best thing in your life. But what determines your future, your destiny? What determines your future is not that you come from poor family. I have seen so many people come from obscurity, nothing. But they have the right attitude. God promoted them to the higher level because they are so thankful and they keep the heart right all the time. Amen. I learned a lot from my wife. My wife will never attack anybody who has done good to us at all. She always still want to send gift to people who has done good to us. She always think about our ex-pastor in Thailand. Now they are 90 years old. She send money to her on a Mother's Day. Send money to the pastor who take care of us in Thailand on the Father's Day, Christmas Day. Always thankful, always positive. They are Baptist though. They are not charismatic. But we still love them. We honor, we never attack anybody. We always are thankful for the members. Pastor Da always thankful. And God promoted her from coming from a poor family, no reputation, and God raised her up. Why? She has the right heart, the right attitude, thankful attitude, choose to serve Him, choose to do the right thing. Amen? We don't cheat, we don't corrupt, we live a holy life to show thanks to God. Amen? And when you do that, no matter where you come from, He is not partial. He doesn't practice prejudice. He will bring you out of the bottom and promote you to the highest because He loves you. Everyone say, God is impartial. It's my attitude that dictates my future. Amen? It's your attitude. Let's point to yourself. It's my attitude. What kind of attitude we should have? Thankful, joyful, positive, honoring the things of God. Amen? Everyone say, God, help me to adjust my attitude. You say, thank you, Lord, for my family, for my spouse, for my kids. Thank you, Lord, for my church, for my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the good time and for the troubled time. I always thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you glad you hear the Word of God today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.